Thanks, Nathan. This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. As Nathan mentioned, Maryland's primary election is coming up. It's 5.5 weeks away, June 24th. All this week, we're talking to Democrats running for their party's nomination for Attorney General. One of them could succeed the incumbent, Doug Gansler, who's running for governor. This morning, we'll hear from State Senator Brian Frosch, who represents District 16, the Bethesda area of Montgomery County. He was elected to the General Assembly 28 years ago, and since 2003, he has chaired the Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee. He's a partner in a law practice in Bethesda, specializing in personal injury and business litigation. Senator Frosch, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Sheila.
Sure. I wish you were here with us. You could shake hands with all the volunteers who are here for our pledge drive, but on such a rainy morning, we give you a pass. So tell me, why are you running for Attorney General?
You know, I've spent my career in the General Assembly improving the lives of Marylanders, trying to make Marylanders safe, protecting our environment, protecting consumers, and I believe I can make an even greater difference on those issues as Attorney General. It's an incredibly important job. I will, as Attorney General, implement and enforce many laws that I've written since I've been in the General Assembly.
Well, you mentioned the office, and let me just take a minute to ask you about that, because I'm not sure how much most of us actually are aware of what the Attorney General does. What's the most important thing our listeners should know about the Office of Attorney General, what the Attorney General does, in your view?
In very simple terms, the Attorney General is the people's lawyer. That's why I'm running for the job. The Attorney General, the office, represents every state agency, board, task force, and commission. It defends the state when it gets sued and brings suit on behalf of the people of the state of Maryland and on behalf of the state itself.
So it's mostly a job that works through the courts?
Well, it works through the courts, but the Attorney General also counsels every state agency, helps write regulations, and helps state agencies implement the laws that the General Assembly passes. Also enforces them. That's in the courts.
On your website, you wrote that your, quote, number one priority as Attorney General will be to keep Marylanders safe, close quote. How would you do that?
Well, in my career in the General Assembly, I have led the fight to pass the landmark legislation on gun safety. I've increased protections for victims of domestic violence and championed laws to prevent and prosecute child abuse, protect children from sexual abuse, authored legislation to expand supervision of sex predators, and led the fight to help prosecutors bring to justice criminals who use firearms and crimes of violence, and many other laws. As Attorney General, I will prosecute those cases, and I will help our local prosecutors when they need it, especially in gang prosecutions, interjurisdictional crimes, and gun trafficking crimes.
Your approach to public safety is not focused on locking more people up. How would you reduce violence while keeping violent offenders off the streets?
It's important to be tough on crime, but it's just as important to be smart on crime. And one of the measures that I helped pass this year was the law that decriminalizes possession of small amounts of marijuana. We can do better by keeping nonviolent offenders outside of our prison system. Folks who aren't a danger to others, aren't a danger to themselves, don't do well when they're locked up. They come out learning to be criminals. So we can divert people who don't belong in jail in the first place, and we can do a better job of helping folks who are in prison reenter society when they come out. Almost all of them do, and they're not ready to come back to society. They don't have the skills, they don't have the education, and they fail repeatedly. That's why we have such high recidivism rates.
So what could the Attorney General, or what could you as Attorney General, do about that?
Well, a couple of things. One is that the Attorney General has within it the Juvenile Justice Monitor. This is the agency that goes around to our juvenile justice facilities and inspects them, issues reports saying that we're not giving the kids in our charge the education that they need, that they're not getting the appropriate treatment for drug and mental problems that they may have, and that the conditions that they're living in are not up to standard. I will use that agency to leverage change. Unfortunately, too often their reports go in the trash can today, but I'll use the Juvenile Justice Monitor to leverage positive change in our juvenile justice system. Same is true for adult criminals. The Attorney General is a bully pulpit and has the opportunity to help affect change in the way we treat people who are in our prisons, and also in determining who should be put in jail. The idea mandatory minimum sentences have been a real problem nationally and in Maryland. They keep people in jail for longer than they should be, don't give judges the discretion that they need, and the Attorney General can play a role in helping folks who, helping the system, helping the General Assembly sort out who belongs in jail and how to treat them once they're in and once they're out.
I certainly get your concern about how juveniles are, what happens to them once they are in the juvenile justice system. And we've done quite a few interviews with the Juvenile Justice Monitor on different problems identified. But right now, especially in Baltimore right now is quite worried about violence among young people and young people being killed by it. There's really been an outbreak of homicides among young people in Baltimore. That's before they get into the system. What would you do about that as Attorney General?
Well, look, folks who are committing violent crimes do belong in jail. And gun crime has been a scourge in Maryland, and it's been a scourge across the country. People who commit crimes using guns should be locked up. But I think we can prevent people who have committed nonviolent offenses from becoming long-time residents in our prison populations. The Annie E. Casey Foundation, which is the nation's leading think tank on how to handle juvenile services, has exported its ideas all over the country with great success. In Maryland, we don't follow their model as closely as we should. And their idea basically is that most kids who are in trouble belong in community settings, not in prison-like conditions. And I think we should be moving in that direction, not in locking them up for every little crime that gets committed. Violent crimes, I'm for protecting society, I'm for locking them up. But when they're not committing violent crimes, we need to make sure they're getting another chance, because sooner or later they're coming out.
That's State Senator Brian Frosch here on Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. He is one of three Democrats running for their party's nomination for Attorney General in the June 24th primary. One more criminal justice question. Maryland has abolished the death penalty. You were part of the legislative effort that did that. But there are still four inmates who are on death row. What should be done with their cases?
Well, I think we've made the decision, we've adopted the policy that we're not going to be putting people to death. I think that should apply to them. It's up to the chief executive, the governor, to make that determination, and I'm hoping that's a determination that'll get made.
What separates you from the other Democratic candidates, Delegate Aisha Braveboy and Delegate John Cardin?
It's my experience and my accomplishments. I've been in the private practice of law for more than 35 years. U.S. News and World Report has called me one of the best lawyers in America. I have 28 years in the General Assembly of a series of accomplishments. I'm the author of the Maryland Recycling Act. It's the law that requires everyone to drag those bins out to the curb every week. It results in the recycling of 6 billion pounds of trash in our state every year. I was the author of the law that stopped the oil companies from drilling for oil and gas in the Chesapeake Bay, and as I mentioned before, the one who led the fight to enact our Firearm Safety Act in the General Assembly. I think it's the best in the nation. I've been the sponsor of laws that protect consumers from cheats and frauds and scams, and a leader on Marriage Equality Act and the Dream Act. I have a series of legislative accomplishments that I think are unmatched by either of my opponents, and a record of experience in the practice of law that is also unmatched by them. The person who is going to be our attorney general needs to have the experience, the skill, the judgment, and the willingness to show up for work every single day to try to improve the lives of Marylanders.
Well, specifically on the environment, you have a ranking of a 99% score over your years in the General Assembly from the League of Conservation Voters. But one of your opponents, Delegate John Cardin, has a 97 score, which is not probably statistically hugely different, or is it? I mean, what difference is there between how you and Delegate John Cardin would approach the environment issues?
Well, ask the League of Conservation Voters and the Sierra Club, because they've endorsed me. The difference between us is not just our percentages of support. It's that I've taken a leadership role year after year after year on environmental issues. Besides the ones that I've mentioned before, I've sponsored legislation that cracked down on polluters, that increased the fines and penalties for pollution. I was the author of the State Brownfields Act that has resulted in the cleanup of thousands of acres in our state of contaminated industrial sites, and many, many more. I've been named the Legislator of the Year by virtually every environmental group that exists in our state. Member of the U.S. Advisory Committee on the Clean Air Act and the Clean Air Trust and various other organizations. I think my environmental experience achievements are unmatched.
Senator Frosch, we're almost out of time, and there's two things I want to ask you quickly. One is about electricity rates. We're facing probably another hot and humid summer. This past winter, many Marylanders saw drastic rate increases in electricity. The Maryland Public Service Commission told WBAL it registered a 150% increase in complaints this winter. What would you do about rate increases as Attorney General, or what could you do?
I've fought to hold utilities accountable for poor service and for high rates. I sponsored legislation on the Senate floor that increased the fines and penalties for Pepco and BG&E and the other utilities that failed to deliver reliable service. Like many families, my family has suffered through long, dark days of freezing cold without electricity and heat, and long, hot days and nights without air conditioning. As Attorney General, I will do everything within the power of the office to make sure, especially with this merger looming with Exelon and Pepco, to ensure that the appropriate investments are made to make electric service reliable, and that the utilities invest in renewable resources to fuel their power plant.
Senator Frosch, last question. Nathan Stirner told us in the newscast that Maryland still has a foreclosure problem. Maryland ranks second in the nation in the number of foreclosures. What would you as Attorney General do about foreclosures in Maryland?
Let me say, I sponsored the law that outlawed foreclosure scams and frauds in Maryland and led the fight to make our foreclosure process fairer, as give homeowners better notice, more time to catch up and to mediate with their lenders. And as Attorney General, I will enforce those laws. I will make sure that homeowners get a fair shake and an opportunity to get right with their loans.
We have to leave it there. Thank you so much. Thanks.
Thank you.
State Senator Brian Frosch is one of three Democrats running for their party's nomination for Attorney General. We spoke with all three this week. In the general election in the fall, the winner will face Republican Jeffrey Pritzker, a Towson lawyer. He has no primary opposition. One of those candidates will succeed the incumbent, Doug Gansler, who's running for governor. On our website, you can hear our interviews with the Democratic candidates for Attorney General and the Democratic and Republican candidates for governor. The three Democratic candidates for Attorney General will debate one another on Monday at the University of Maryland College Park. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. And there's more ahead on Maryland Morning.